Are you thinking about launching your business but not really sure where exactly to start? Today we're going to be talking with Amy Bergen Larenanga, who is the head coach and CEO of Win Within Coaching. She specializes as a sports performance coach, helping high school and college athletes perform their best. Hey everyone, I'm Bernardo and welcome to Career Insights, where we help career-driven professionals advance their career. If this is your first time here and you're interested in learning about the latest tips, tutorials, and exclusive interviews with senior executives and experts on their career journey, start now by subscribing and hitting the bell to be notified when new content is available. Thank you so much for joining us, Amy. It is great to have you on the show today. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Thank you so much, Bernardo, and thanks to all your viewers and your listeners. I'm so excited to share my journey. So, you know, I'm a Jersey girl, born and bred in the suburbs of New Jersey, played sports my entire life, loved sports, played a year of lacrosse in college at Rutgers University. But when I graduated from college, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I actually had, my background was in directing. I was a theater major and I have a BFA in directing. So at that point in time, there weren't many female directors, so somehow I wound up in the media world as a sales assistant, then a salesperson. And before I knew it, 25 years had passed in media sales and then in management. Along the way, though, I was lucky to have a 10-year hiatus. And during that 10-year hiatus, while I was raising my son, I decided to become a personal trainer. The interesting thing about being in the corporate world for me was it's sort of a metaphor for sports. All those things that you learn in sports, goal setting, being competitive, being driven, they were all talents that I could use in the corporate world, but I didn't really love it. It paid the bills and it was really good money, but it wasn't really feeding my soul. So when I took this hiatus to raise my son, because I was very goal-oriented and very, I had to be working, I decided I would become a personal trainer. And at the time, everything that I had learned in the corporate America world, like give 110%, always give 110% because it's the 10% that people are going to remember, or always be a person of your word. All these little lessons started paying off in my personal training career, and it really, really took off, surprising to me. I ended up working in some of the most exclusive gyms in Manhattan. I ran a couple of gyms in New Jersey, and it was an incredible experience for me. I loved every minute of it. And I thought to myself, how can I put my passion for sports and my personal training that really fed my soul into something new? And so that's sort of when Win Within, my business is Win Within Coaching, was born. And for me, it's putting my whole journey together so that I can, you know, there's a real disconnect, I think, between the mental and the physical in sports. And like I said, I think this is just a very good connection that lets me take all my resources from business and from sports and from experience and put them all together.
That's fascinating. So if I'm hearing what you're saying, you know, starting off as a director in theater, going into sales, into media sales, and then being your own, you know, business and leading gyms with exclusive access to high profile individuals, you've married that all into this particular business itself. So what kind of prompted or inspired you then to go and become a sports performance coach?
I love that question because I feel like when I was playing sports, there was always a missing link and I didn't really know what it was. I was a very high level competitive swimmer. I played field hockey. I ran track. My senior year of high school, I picked up lacrosse, ended up making the New Jersey All-State team and went on to play at D1 college for a year. But the interesting thing was I was really physically fit and I was really fast. But in games, when the ball came at me, I was riddled with fear. And I can only say that looking back now, which is fascinating to me. So fast forward, I ran the New York City Marathon. And once again, mile 22, for anyone who's run a marathon, that's the wall, right? For me, it was the wall. It was the mental fortitude that got me through. It wasn't how much I trained. It wasn't my legs. It wasn't anything. And then raising my son, who's now a college basketball player, seeing what he went through in high school. So I really feel like I can make a difference. I have such insight, and from working with in business, from working with athletes, from raising an athlete, from being an athlete, from being a personal trainer, that's the missing link. If you train your mind, you can live your dream. So that's sort of how that all came to be.
Yeah, that's a nice, it sounds like you, as you've grown through your career, you found your love, your passion, because you've blended in all these different, experiences to launch this particular business. So as you've launched this business, why did you decide to hire a business coach?
Well, that's also a good question. You know, I spent my whole career working for people, right? When I was in sales, when I was working at Channel 5 in New York, when I was working for the gyms, I always had an employer. I did have my own personal training business, my own personal clients, but it wasn't really set up as an entrepreneur. So when I started launching this business, I really had no clue what to do. So thank goodness, this always happens to me. I'm so lucky. My path crossed with your path. And honestly, I don't know if I would have had the tools to start my own business from being organized, from not even having a clue what I needed to do. So I will say that if you follow your dreams and you put it out there into the universe, stuff sort of comes across your path that helps you. And our work together, I don't think I could have done it without you. So just from a practical standpoint, and anytime I got stuck, you were there, not only with the practical stuff, but, you know, with the questions and the insights and helping me move myself along. So I would recommend it to anybody. I would recommend working with you to anybody.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah. And you're right. I think there's a part of it is the dynamics between yourself and the other person. But I wanted to go back to something that you did mention, which is I also firmly believe one door closes, another one will open. I know sometimes it sounds very cliche, but I've personally experienced it. You're experiencing it. People's paths cross for one reason or another. Okay. And I do agree also that there is a different mindset when you work for someone else than when you become your own boss. And although you kind of know it, but when you're going through it, you don't realize all the psychology that goes behind that, making that mental shift. And then also really having the technical tools to be able to launch it itself. So, you know, we've worked together and you've built a very successful business. So tell us a little bit more about the benefits of either us working together or just, you know, hiring a business coach all around.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's just something that I don't know that it was even around years ago, but I don't see any way that I could have gotten this going. And what you just said is so true. The mental aspects of it. I always knew I had an employer, obviously, and I always thought I could run my own business. But it's like anything else. Until you start to do it, you have no idea. And if you've never been an entrepreneur, there's so much that goes into it, and that mental component of fear that can easily get in your way, like, can I do this or do I want to do this? And I knew in my heart, I mean, this is an incredible passion of mine, and I know I'm making a difference for people, but the fear that gets in the way sometimes of doing something new and pushing yourself forward, it's just, you know, you got to be brave, right? So to have a coach by your side saying, think about this, look at this, what do you think about this? I really can't speak highly enough about it.
Finding an expert to help you along the way, it does make a big difference. And it's one of the things actually I spoke about in another video where I was, you know, giving advice around when you're naming your business, not to name it your name. And it's not because you should be ashamed of your name, but at the end of the day, there's that mental connection between you and that brand that exists as an employee to employer. And I found that the most successful clients that I've worked with, when they've changed that name or moved the name to something else, the quicker they're able to make that transition. because even though it's their own business, they make that mental connection. It's another entity, it's another company, and you get that confidence back. And that becomes extremely powerful when you are launching that business, because we've talked about this. Many businesses fail within the first year. And a lot of it is not only just the administration, it's the selling. You know, it's being able to go out there and get business. And so given the fact that you've launched a business during COVID, how has it been going for you during this time of launching this business during a pandemic?
Well, I first have to ask you if you brought up the name, because I remember telling you it was easier giving birth than coming up with the name. So, I mean, that was a torturous process that in the end was, I remember my elation when I finally landed. Remember, I used to text you like 10 times a day. What about this? What do you think of that? But when I finally landed on that name, you're so right. Like all of a sudden I had a creation, something that I was creating, you know, it wasn't Amy Berg and Larry Niaga, it was Win Within Coaching. And I was like, that's it. So yeah, that's a really a good point and a good reason to have a business coach, someone who can point that out to you. It's very easy to say, I'm going to have my business. It's going to be Amy BL Coaching, whatever it is, but this took on a life of its own, right? So, but to answer your question about COVID, it's been really interesting. I deal with a lot of athletes. I have some high school basketball players, some soccer player, cross country runner, but I've also have other people because I'm working with a woman right now who's in business and sort of going through a tough time with COVID. So I wouldn't say I'm her business coach, but I'm coaching her on her performance at work, going through everything that people are going through. And for my athletes, you know, the uncertainty of whether they're going to play, whether they're going to have a season, trying to stay in shape, the mental aspect of that, you know, these guys and girls, they want to get out there and play. It's their sport. You know, they're passionate about it. They don't feel good when they're not working out. You know, they're competitive.
So when we think about your specific business, tell us a little bit more about, you know, is there a particular target market that you're aiming for? Do you work with everybody around the US, around the globe? Like if you can share a little bit more as to who should be working with you, especially since, you know, from our conversations and our working together, you know, you've built a very good list of clientele. I'm sure that you're in high demand. What should people think about when they're looking to hire you?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. And, you know, I love it. I had someone call me the other day and said, her daughter's a soccer player. Could you fit my daughter in? And I can't say no. I mean, I just, you know, I'll find a way to do it. I'm really passionate about it. And I think the way that I look at it is I sort of make it simple, right? I have for my athletes, we start with the fact that performance equals potential minus interference. And you know what I tell them, Bernardo? I'm here to support you. I'm not a sports psychologist. I'm not here to fix you. You're not broken. But I am here to examine your beliefs about whether it's your performance or whether it's about your team or your coaches, and to support you in terms of accountability and consistency. So through COVID, that's been something that's been really important. You know, they have to be accountable to what they want to do, to their goals and their dreams, and they have to be consistent. So I try and support them and work in that way. College athletes, high school athletes, middle school athletes. I'm going to start to try and see if I can work with teams. That would kind of be my next step, and team dynamics. But anybody. I actually have a person that I work with who wants to train for the New York City Marathon, and I've done that. So I will be probably putting together my National Academy of Sports Medicine certification, my personal training certification, with my Win Within coaching to help this runner meet their goals for the marathon.
I think that's a nice blend of being able to, you know, based on what we've spoken about before, a lot of the stepping stones and experiences that you've had in the past are now all converging, and you're able to leverage that to help others, which I think is fantastic. How can people find out a bit more about, you know, your services, like, or reach out to you?
Yeah, well, I would love people to visit me on winwithincoaching.com. So check out my website. You can connect with me there. You can link in with me and connect with me there. So I would say those are probably the two best ways to learn more about me and about my business and see what I offer.
So what's next for you?
Next for me is one person at a time, Bernardo, just making a difference. One athlete at a time. If a business professional comes across my way, if a weekend warrior comes by. But I think really the next focus for me is working with teams.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being able to share my passion from the heart. I really, really do. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are any topics you'd like for me to cover, feel free to send me a message directly on Instagram, Twitter, or on TikTok at Professor Tirado. Until next time, have a great day.